Mars is one of the most fascinating objects in the solar system. I study the planet because I want to understand the origin of life on Earth. We know that life had formed on Earth by around 3.7 billion years ago. However, because of tectonic activity, we don't have ancient rocks from that time. Any ancient crust that was around when life formed has been mashed up and mangled. It is now very difficult to interpret. However, unlike Earth, Mars has many ancient rocks preserved from that period. So I'm looking for environments on Mars that could have been habitable to ancient bacterial life. I personally use infrared measurements of the surface to identify and map different minerals, especially minerals that form through the interaction of water. For example, clays. Clay minerals have water within their structures, so we know they formed through the interaction of the Martian crust with lots of water. We find them in contexts that tell us they formed either in soils or in lake deposits, and possibly even in an ancient seafloor. This is important because, as we all know, water is a key ingredient required for life to emerge and may indicate that Mars was once a habitable planet. The next step in this investigation is to actually go to Mars and bring back samples of these rocks to study on Earth. And the really cool thing is, no matter what we find, whether there's evidence for life in these rocks or not, it will teach us about environments present in the early solar system and teach us a tremendous amount about the chemistry that led to the formation of life on Earth.